Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's JP Bish, Cakes, and EB. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline and via Zoom is our pal Dan Helley, NFL Network. Host,
Mr. Helley.
Pride of Magruder High School right there. Look at that guy.
What is up, boys?
It's early for you, boy.
It is, man. Look at that big pimped out office that JB has. And Bickle just leaning back over. Is that a movie room that you have there?
Yes, sir.
Very fancy.
Yes, sir. Look. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? We don't have a view of the Pacific like you do, my friend.
We do not.
That's true.
Let me tell you what I don't have, which really hurts during the coronavirus time. No yard. Zippy.
That's true.
No yard.
I've been there.
New puppy. Yeah. And you send him out to take a poo on the patio. That's not so fun.
Is the beach closed out there, Manhattan Beach?
Yeah, so they shut the beaches down about 3 or 4 weeks ago. There are a couple that are open. If you go down south to Orange County, Huntington Beach is the closest beach open, and then they just opened up some beaches in Ventura County. But, JB, as you know, man, they closed down the Strand here, and people go bonkers if you can't get out there on the beach. There's one little path called the Green Belt that goes through town. It's kind of like a wood chip trail. Uh-huh. And, I mean, it's like the Beltway at rush hour.
So where are you taking the kids?
Yeah, what are you doing to kill the time?
They're doing their online school stuff. They're not really seeing any friends or anything. My son will go out and skateboard. We'll set up a lacrosse net at the end of the court and fire a few balls in there. It's great. I didn't even realize they had these things. I listened to Bickle's podcast, learned a little bit about lacrosse. He sounds very much like me in terms of being a novice lacrosse dad. My kids love to tell me when I give them any type of lacrosse advice that I don't know what I'm talking about.
Correct. And
when I try to like do a little soft toss with them and I throw left-handed, I feel like I'm 2.5 years old. It's terrible.
It's hard. It's difficult.
I feel that way when they're right-handed.
But they have those kind of soft lacrosse balls that are like a hacky stack. So we'll go out on the road and we'll just toss those things for, 30, 40 minutes or so.
Right.
Now, did you play lacrosse? I never did.
I was more of a traditional, football, basketball, baseball guy. We never had a great lacrosse program. When we were growing up, lacrosse at Magruder was just club, believe it or not.
Right, right. No, it's changed a lot now.
I've been out there, and I know how many people are out there in Manhattan Beach. People are on top of each other. I can't imagine what people are doing to just kind of kill the time or get exercise. I mean, they're just walking around your neighborhood streets. They can't go on the Strand. They can't go on the beach. I mean, where is everyone going?
Yeah, so there's the one street off of the water is called Ocean Avenue, and that's just kind of jam-packed. And people are just walking all over the place. They're just riding bikes everywhere. And it's not like you would envision like the Florida spring break picture. It's not like that. But, like I said, the beaches that are open, there's a dog beach down in Huntington Beach that we've seen some pictures of, and it can get pretty crowded down there. But it's like everywhere else. They're talking about relaxing some of the restrictions here pretty soon. That Manhattan Beach owns the bike paths, is in charge of the bike paths along the beach, and there's been a huge petition to get those opened back up. But L.A. County owns the beaches, not owns the beaches, but manages the beaches, and they're not opening up those anytime soon. So just got word that my daughter's going into high school next year. You guys can appreciate this. And she was going to take a summer school class, health, which is what all the kids do, because apparently it's a really difficult class. She just got word that I don't think they're doing summer school class, at least not going to summer school. So haven't heard her reaction to that yet. But, every, you know, all the changes, the big lacrosse tournaments that we're all excited about going to this summer aren't going to be happening. So just like everywhere else, you know?
Yeah. Well, at least you have the NFL draft. And we're going to talk about your new podcast. Don't worry, we'll get that in. Mm-hmm. But you have the NFL draft to look forward to. How is that all going to look? I think it's going to be amazing because we're going to get a little inside look at where some of these guys, like their little home offices, right? Like I'm looking at Dan's office and Jason's office. I think that's very cool, all their little setups. But then I also know that you guys are going to have top-notch production. There's no doubt. And I'm still going to hear that traditional ESPN, you know, sound or NFL Network sound right before a pick comes up, right? So I think it's going to be very, very cool.
Well, I talked to Daniel Jeremiah, who's our lead draft analyst, a couple of days ago, and I was saying to him that some of my friends were like, how do you just join forces with the enemy? Yeah. You know, it's like the Jets and the Sharks from West Side Story. Like, how is that going to work? And I said, everybody's friends, they're buddies. And by the way, we're only going to have four people involved in draft coverage. It's going to be primarily ESPN. So it's going to be DJ, Daniel Jeremiah, who's going to team up with Mel Kiper and McShay and those guys. Eisen is going to host kind of the telethon portion where he's going to be interviewing celebrities and they're doing a huge fundraiser to battle COVID-19. And then it's going to be Kurt Warner and Dion are going to be part of it when they draft DBs and quarterbacks. But that's it. And wow, everybody else is going to be ESPN. So DJ was saying, you know, it's kind of like, it feels like an all-star game. You know, these are all my buddies. I haven't seen them in a long time, and we've been going back and forth, and we can actually share and trade information now, which isn't necessarily something that they would have done when we had two separate broadcasts. So I'm just excited because, as you guys know, with free agency, that's it. That's all we've been talking about. No league is better positioned to kind of make it through this with flying colors than the NFL, and this is going to be, I think, the most watched draft in NFL history. This is going to be absurd how many people are going to tune in, especially on Thursday and Friday.
Got to be.
How many
guys are you guys going to have? So I guess the way you described it, is anybody going to be in like a studio? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it when you said that. Like,
no, we're not going to have anybody in a studio. So, yes, I do think the production quality is going to be good, but it's not going to be what you're used to seeing for the NFL draft. When you tune in NFL Network or ESPN, you're seeing a lot of reporters and a lot of people from their home offices. Yeah. DJ will be from his home office. ESPN has people in studio because they're allowed to do that in Bristol. Once Gavin Newsom decided there was going to be a stay-at-home order in California, we shut down all studios.
Gotcha.
Do you think a lot of the guys in the NFL front offices, Dan, are going to be able to adapt to zooming in their picks instead of, you know, being in that war room with, you know, 10 or 15 people as we've always seen in years past? You think some guys are resistant to it, or is it just the way of doing business, at least for the 2020 draft?
I mean, it's the nature of the beast right now. There was a pretty cool moment on Twitter yesterday that the University of Tennessee tweeted out. They had a Zoom call for one of their classes, and John Gruden hopped on, and he couldn't figure out how to get the Zoom working. And I think it was just like this. I think he just had his little cover covering up his camera. He's like, I can't see myself. This is John Gruden. I'm the coach of the Raiders. I'm just hopping on your class. I think this is a Zoom call, is what they tell me. So hopefully he has it figured out. That, you know, they had a dry run last night, and there were some technical issues right at the top of the draft. There was about a two and a half minute delay when the Bengals were picking, presumably Joe Burrow, but they got things ironed out after that. But they went through two rounds, and they had the GMs in place and the head coaches in place. And when in doubt, I mean, we could use a phone. Yeah. It's not that hard. I'm sure the guys have landlines. So even if you can't get a cell signal, even if your email's not going through, your Wi-Fi's down, I mean, when in doubt, just pick up the phone and make the call. The one thing I do not think you're going to be seeing are as many trades during the draft. That's right. Just not going to be happening.
That's what Elway said, yeah.
Yeah.
And why, Dan?
Because they're so nervous that it's not going to go through. They're not going to get it in on time, you know, to beat the time limit when somebody's pick is up. Now, I think you could see guys working the phones 5-10 picks ahead of time. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see the first 6 picks not move anywhere. I don't think anybody's going to trade up to try to grab one of the quarterbacks. I think that the teams that are quarterback needy in the top 6, specifically the Dolphins and the Chargers, are just going to go with whoever's there.
They can sit there,
and
right.
They know who they like, and they're comfortable with Tua or Herbert or both.
Right.
But I don't anticipate one of those teams moving up.
What would you do? Because I know you're a Skins fan like I am. And if you're a GM, and I already acknowledge, Dan, I'd be a terrible GM. There's no question about it. And I hate the idea of drafting, like, back-to-back quarterbacks, even though I was a fan of Kyler Murray. And you know what I mean? Like, that's just silly to do that. But I've kind of come to the realization, if I think that Tua is markedly better than Haskins, like, if I went to the window right now and bet who's going to have a better career, I'm going to bet on Tua. It'd be hard to not draft him.
That's the camp that I've been in, Bickle, for a long time. I mean, since the college football and NFL season ended, I said, just get Tua.
Yeah.
Just if he's the best quarterback in the draft, he's a transcendent quarterback. But I've come around a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I love Chase Young. I know it's strength on strength when you draft him with Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne and Sweat and Ioannidis and Kerry and all those guys. I get it. And you know, they're switching now defenses to a 4-3. I think that's suited for him. But what's the projected win total for the Redskins this year? Weren't you guys talking about this the other day?
Five and a half, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's 5.5. You know how many teams have a lower projected win total than the Redskins?
I'll say 3.
How about Zippy? None.
What?
Not a single team in the NFL has a lower projected win total. So
that's it. Wait a minute. What do the Bengals have?
5.5. So there's several at 5.5.
I'm not going to look at that. I got to look at that.
He's questioning you, Dan. He's questioning.
No, I'm not questioning.
You're bona fides.
I mean, each site's different, but I could have sworn there was at least a 3.5 or 4. But go ahead.
When I was looking this the other day, there 5.5 was the lowest projected win total for any team. Now, you're right. It could be different on some sites, but that's what I saw. So my point here is this. Go get the best player in the draft, the hometown kid out of DeMatha, which you guys should love, and Chase Young, right? Trade Trent. Please, for the love of God, trade Trent Williams. I love talking about the NFL, but I'm so over this deal with Trent where they can't – it drives me nuts. The guy's still one of the best left tackles in the game. Trade him to the Jags for a second-round pick and Leonard Fournette, okay? Trade him to the Jags, get that second-round pick.
To do that.
Right. You can maybe throw in one of your fourth-rounders, all right, and make the Jags feel a little bit better about it, okay? Then go draft a wide receiver in the second round. You can get Michael Pittman or T. Higgins out of Clemson, and then come back in the third round. There's this tight end out of FAU. I called a couple of his games this year. He played for Lane Kiffin there. His name is Harrison Bryant. The dude has so many traits that Gronk had when he came out of Arizona. It's unbelievable. He was the Mackey Award winner, top tight end in college football. He's 6'5", about 235. He can run. He has to work on his blocking a little bit, but this guy is going to be an absolute stud, Harrison Bryant. 1, 2, 3, you have 3 guys that can step in right away and be difference makers in areas of need.
Have you called Ron Rivera? You got the plan. Yeah, you're the consultant.
I got to get on that. I got to get on that. I actually did a Panthers game this year. Kyle Allen's first start. I should give Ron a buzz and give my opinion.
You'll
sure
take
he'd
some
love
of Darren Snyder's money. He's got plenty to splash around. You'll take some of it.
Listen, I'm no huge Kyle Allen fan by any stretch, but I was kind of breaking Lurch's balls because – and Cakes too, I guess – because he finished so poorly that you forget that he did play well at the beginning. I'm not saying he's great.
He played all right. The only reason they won any games is because McCaffrey's on the roster.
Okay, but there was talk And it wasn't just random talk that, hey, maybe this is the guy. If Cam's not going to be the guy, maybe now it fell off with the way he played.
Well, they won. If you remember, they won their first four or five games in a row, and that talk was boiling up.
Yes.
I mean, that was real talk after they had won four or five in a row with Kyle Allen. Now, I'm a little jaded because I called his first start this year, which was in Arizona.
Yeah.
And he outplayed Kyler Murray. He was great. He threw for like 260 yards, four touchdowns, and no picks. He was a great storyline because he's from that Scottsdale, Phoenix area, and he's best buddies with Christian Kirk. There was a great story about how when he was cut from the Panthers the year before, he was driving across country with his girlfriend, going back home, and he finally got there, and he needed some guys to go out and throw with him. And he said he called his buddy, who was like a broker, and then another guy who was a waiter, and you know, all his little high school buddies, and none of them could go and throw. The only buddy that would meet him to throw the football was Christian Kirk. At that time, the rookie wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. So Chris says, yeah, I can be there at 4. And so he shows up at 4. He's like, dude, didn't you have practice today? He goes, yeah, but we were done by like 1. So after practice, during the regular season, Christian Kirk goes out and throws with his guy Kyle Allen. I just thought that was awesome. I'd never heard that before.
By the way, I checked the numbers. You're right. Cincy's at 5.5. Jacksonville's at 5.5. Washington, obviously, at 5.5. Detroit at 6. There's nobody under 5.5 on my site for season win total. Now, that will adjust based on the summer and, you know, who gets drafted where. But you're right. There's nobody below the 5.5 win total.
I'm going to need you to do something for me real quick, Jason.
Yep.
I'm going to be on the move because this doesn't happen very often. I'm just going to come over here. Hold on. It's still dark, right? This is like my bedroom office.
Right.
Honey, did you hear that? Jason said I was right.
Branson, what's up, Branson?
It was right.
What's up, girl?
I'm not right very often. I just needed, you know, I just needed to kind of right.
You get the props
there.
On that. Yeah.
All right, Dan, we can't have you on and not promote the helipod. Tell us about it. I saw some of the pictures. The setup looks like so legit. Let's talk about it.
Oh, you're the man. Thanks, Bickle. Yeah, this is a project I've been working on for a couple of months, and wasn't going to launch it until after this was over, and then I felt like that could be 2021. So basically an interview series. I sit down with a lot of buddies from NFL Network and the football world, and eventually it's going to be baseball and basketball as well. And just let them tell stories. It originated because I always love hearing the green room stories from these guys, the stories that we couldn't tell on TV. And we would get into our production meeting, and half of the stories that were in the meeting would be on the cutting room floor because they either weren't appropriate for TV or we didn't have enough time. And so instead of an hour-long TV show where we tee these guys up and they talk for 30 seconds, you know how it is. We can just riff. It's as long as we want it to be. So the first episode was with Willie McGinnis. He had some great Belichick stories. We talked about growing up with Snoop Dogg. I told the story about going to a Snoop Dogg concert and walking through a massive cloud of weed smoke and just hanging out backstage for a while. And then the last one that we just did was with Daniel Jeremiah, our lead draft analyst, just because I thought it was timely. And he dropped all kinds of awesome knowledge about the draft. So I think that's a pretty good listen leading up here to the draft coming
up.
Any UFC stuff? Because you were involved with UFC for a while. I don't know if you were still doing it. And by the way, yeah. Dana's desperate to get something going, but he just had to cancel 4 shows.
I know, and I have one of those shows that's supposed to be coming up here in California, so I'm anxious to get that going. Yeah, still very much involved. We're going to get some UFC guys on. There's a lot of guys like Michael Bisping, Paul Felder. We're going to get some guys on here coming up here pretty soon.
Well, you have me on the helipod, and I'll tell you great stories about Bickle and cakes.
Oh, look out.
And I got some good ones.
I can't wait to hear those stories, Lurch. And I tell you what, PB actually texted me this morning at 5:45 with an old year anniversary of a Facebook picture where he was down here in Palos Verdes, and we were playing golf with Bruce Arena. And I'm like, dude.
Right.
I'm going on with Bish here in just a minute. He goes, I'll be listening.
I'm playing golf with PB today, actually. So
Nice. You know, thank God you can play golf throughout this crisis. I'm really happy for you, my friend.
He's made the
effort. Taking advantage of it, buddy. Taking advantage of
it. He's living the life. He's watched more binge TV shows than anybody in the country, too.
Yeah, but it's getting old.
I know, it is getting old. JP, dude, I was listening to the show when you guys were talking about Bloodline, and I texted him right away. I said, Bloodline is legit, dude.
It was legit. I'm going to leave you guys with... Well, hold on.
What's that?
It was legit until episode 9 of the third season, which sucked.
Third season went off the rails a little bit.
Yeah.
The one show you guys must watch, and whoever's listening out there, Yellowstone.
Kevin Costner?
Is that Costner?
It is awesome. It is so good. I mean, it sucks you in quick. It is unbelievable. And the scenics are tremendous. They're in Montana on this beautiful ranch, but the character development, I'm telling you, man, Yellowstone, check it out. It's a Paramount show on the Paramount Network, so not a lot of people have heard about it. There have already been two seasons.
Where do you find that? Where the hell is Paramount
Network? I don't know. It's on DirecTV. But, you know, now you just go download it wherever you download your movies. It's not on Netflix or any of that stuff. You'll have to go to... Right. iTunes, which is the same place, ironically, you can find the helipad right there on the Apple Store.
I'm pretty sure we had Costner on the show to promote
that. We absolutely did a few years back.
Well, now that I'm a man's man with my fire and everything, I'm going to have to watch this.
There you go. Yeah. Dude, you look so comfortable. Do you put on a hat, roll out of bed, right into the lazy chair?
Pretty much.
He falls asleep for half the show.
We're in studio, too.
Yes. I haven't showered in days.
Jason, how many TVs do you have in your office?
I've got one's a computer screen, the other one's a TV.
Tell them how many monitors you have right now.
But they don't. These don't work right here.
Okay.
These right here, they don't work. Now the
what
ones.
What happened?
Well, I unplugged the one, and then the other computer is just dead. So
by the way, you can't even see them. They're the size of a stamp, anyway.
Yeah, they're like 12 inches. But I've got a nice setup in front of me. You just can't see it.
What's the weather like today when you play golf?
Currently, it's sunny and low 60s.
Not like your weather, buddy.
No, nope. It's not Manhattan Beach.
We're not that lucky.
Are you ever coming back? Good. Are you ever coming back east, or is this pretty much it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe who knows? Maybe that Wizards job will come up one more time. We'll see.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
I kid. I think they're doing a great job there. I don't know. I love it out here. I think at this point with the. With the kids in middle school, the whole goal is just to kind of get them into college, and hopefully that's what they decide to do, and then kind of figure things out from there.
What's the in-state college tuition? Is it dirt cheap, or is it pretty expensive?
No, man, it's expensive everywhere. It's insane. And, you know, the tough thing about California is you look at the top five public schools, right? Three of them are in California. It's insane. You know, you have Cal... You have UCLA, and then you have UCSB, which is Santa Barbara. It's impossible. I think that what a lot of kids do here, you know, the I don't want to say the safe schools, but some of the popular schools that they – all the Pac-12 schools, right? The Arizona State, and then Colorado, Oregon. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see my kids – kind of venture off, maybe go to the East Coast, and then come back here at some point if they choose to live in California.
Dan, we're going
to
get killed. They're screaming at us at Big Cap Blocks Break. So we're way past our time. Thank you, buddy.
Talk to you in a little bit,
buddy. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Mr. Helly.
Appreciate it, boys. Take care.
All right, that's Dan Helly, everybody. Check out his helipod. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. A little chaos down here in the basement.
It's always chaos down there.
It is. Well, Crop Metcalf found the leak, so that's good. They found the leak for the air conditioning.
How bad
and then,
is it?
Here's the deal. Like, for my kid to go outside and use her wagon and stuff, they got to go through here. And all that stuff is in my garage, which is where Crop Metcalf is working, which is where the air conditioning unit is. So
that's a lot of activity down here. Crop Terry.
Yeah. Because the little one, I know your older kids, EB, sleep probably through the show. This one does not sleep through the show.
It depends. I mean, typically my daughter's up and working out, and then my 10-year-old has a class at 9. And then Steven gets up borderline tomorrow. I mean, he just sleeps forever.
Yeah.
Well, Isabella wants to play with her shopping cart, so I've got to move out of the way. There you go.
Yeah, but she probably likes when there's other people there. It's a diversion.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to see the technician, the five-star technician.
Five-star tech.
She wanted to give him some props.
Right. Are you still are you going back into the housing market, or are you chilling on that now? Because, like, Helly did bring up a good point, because you have a townhouse.
Mostly chilling on it. I mean, we look. I mean, once you know, my buddy Koki has us on a list, so when houses pop up, you look, but...
Right.
You know, as you said earlier in the show, we took a haircut. Not the best time to go out and buy a house.
Yeah, it's not optimal.
It's definitely not great. Optimal.
It wasn't a haircut. We are, seriously, we're bald.
It's a buzz cut.
We're shaved.
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing that still irks me, but whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's great to hit a number one bonus when you can't collect it. I think that's what you're talking about.
That email I got, I wanted to shoot that right into Pluto.
Yeah.
Stupid email.
Well, listen, everybody's hurting, so it is what it is, and we're team players. But
the only thing you can feel good about it is our agent usually takes a percentage. What's a percentage of zero, Case?
I'm not a math whiz, but it's a zero.
Right.
I did get him to reduce the monthly, though.
You did?
The fee.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. Everyone's dealing right now. It's crazy, and that's why I just can't wait for, you know, things to start to open up. And I'm going to do my part. I'm ready to make some purchases.
Like what?
I'm ready to get my hot tub.
You're ready to restart the economy?
Yes. So hopefully my guys that we were talking to, we get that going again. And I'm ready to slowly start getting some stuff for the some patio furniture. I have this beautiful patio and deck, and I have like 15-year-old chairs, you know, for a table that over by my fire pit. What would you suggest? What do you think is the best chair for a fire pit? A lot of people have Adirondack chairs, which I like. You get nice Adirondack chairs, but you're leaning back. I feel like that's not good.
Mm-mm.
I feel like you need something where you're flexible.
I think just regular patio chairs with the cushions.
Regular what is a regular patio chair?
I don't know. They're not Adirondack.
It's a money metal chair.
I like the Adirondack.
I like the look of an Adirondack. Yeah. But if you're in a fire pit, you want to be huddled up near the fire pit.
Yeah, you're slumped back like you are right now in Adirondack.
This is not good for a fire to be back. My daughter pointed this out, and I was like, you know what? You might be a genius. You're right. That's not good. So I don't know.
They're uncomfortable to me.
What about, does anybody have those like half circle, like silly couches that they put around? Anybody have those?
Yep. I got friends that have those.
With the silly, is it comfy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Is it? And then you could kind of sit forward, and then you could, I would be butt sized to
lie
by the fire.
Yeah, you can take a nap. Yeah,
you can. You want a lie by? You want a sleeping bag by the fire?
No, I'll just sleep on the little hat. I wonder if I should get one of those half circle things.
Semicircle
to get something, huh?
Semicircle, yeah.
So, yeah, semicircle, half circle, whatever.
Circular.
Whatever. I knew what you were talking about.
I don't think
they
would call it a semicircle.
Partial circle.
It doesn't matter what they call it. He knows exactly what you're talking about.
I know.
He's just nitpicking.
But I'm just wondering if JP's getting kind of, like, he lives in a townhouse, and, like, I never really thought about it, but, like Dan said, you don't really have a yard. I mean, I'm sure you have a little backyard thingy, but, you know, it is nice to be able to go out into your backyard and just do whatever you do. You know what I mean?
It's nice, but I live in whatever they call it, a new urban, so I've got tons of parks and stuff. Like, when we go out and kick a ball, I walk 2 blocks.
Right. But you can't go out there in your underwear and chop wood.
No.
I hope you do that.
I don't really have any desire to go outside in my underwear to chop wood.
I want my wood already chopped.
It's never been on my list of things to do.
I would never do that.
I get so sad.
Would never chop wood.
I do like the legend of Mean Gene EB always saying he'd go out and do pull-ups in his underwear.
Yeah,
Cakes his dad.
That's not a fake story. That's true story. I mean, Cakes would acknowledge it.
I don't know if it was underwear. He definitely had some shorty shorts. I don't know if he
put it this
he would
way.
Answer his, he would answer the door in his underwear.
What we used to call
lock. He would do that.
He definitely did that.
We definitely
did
that's
that. Hurting, but he would do that.
I know this for a fact. And we used to call it, and you can't call him this anymore, but a wife beater. He would wear.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He would wear that and do pull-ups on the tree.
Yeah.
You can't call them that anymore, but
you can't
you just
call
called
that,
it
and
that.
I understand it's not cool, and I'm not making fun of it.
No, but Cakes
that's
is
what
acknowledging
we used to
it.
Call those shirts.
Cakes is acknowledging it, that his father would answer the door. If you went over there, like when we were 12 years old, knocked on Cakes' door, his father would answer the door in Hanes tighty whities.
Not every time, but more than once.
Yeah, I think I was I think I was in your house maybe twice, but the first time I was in there, all I saw were Domino's pizza boxes, empty, all over.
Maybe
all
we had
over
a
the
pizza party.
All over the. I don't know if it was the foyer, the you know the entrance to your house.
Yeah, I don't remember
No, no, no. There was no party. I think you ate and just threw the trash right there at the door.
That's rare,
you
though.
Could Joan on Lurch because you know I went to his house and I multiple times saw his car parked in his grass in his front yard.
Look, everybody's got their cross to bear growing up.
I don't think Cakes was ever at the Seabrook house. Were you ever at the Seabrook house?
Of course I was there.
You were?
At least once or twice. Probably about the same amount you were at my house.
Dude, we actually went to your Seabrook house the day that we first met with the people at WJFK.
Radio Insider.
Oh, yeah, we were on the back deck. That's true.
And we had to kind of decide if we were going to do the Junkie show.
Right. Cakes quit
had
that silly, profitable job.
Right. Cakes had his silly 401k.
Hey, you guys can join. I had 25 large in my 401k that I just punted away.
Well, that's what you have now.
That's a good point.
All right, you don't have
hey,
much
fellas,
more than
well,
that.
You know what you can do now is donate your car today. To
I have a lot of cars I can donate, JP. I have a lot of cars that I'm not driving.
Donating is easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible.
Purple.
You need tax deductions, Cakes.
I need all of the tax deductions.
Yes.
Please.
Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Reminder, after us, always tune in to Grant and Danny, our boys. They're going to have Scott McLuhan on the show, former Redskins GM.
Nice.
What did that one caller call Scott McLuhan? Was it?
Oh, that was a few years
McLaughlin?
Back. McLaughlin, maybe? I don't know.
His name got butchered a
lot.
Well,
I mean, let's be honest. Unless you were real knee-deep into the NFL world, that name was – the way you pronounce that name was new to a lot of us when we first
came look
at
it, you, yeah, it would throw you.
Yeah, McLuhan. It doesn't look like it should be pronounced McLuhan.
And by the way, when he came here, he was hyped so much. Like, he was this personnel guy. If you actually look back at his drafts – lot of swings and misses.
Mediocre.
Well, now, the real damning pick was Doxson. Was picking Doxson as high as he picked him. That one
I can't
that
remember
really
where,
set him back.
I can't even remember where he went. Did he go to the Jets? Where'd he go?
Went to the Dotson Vikings at with first.
The Jets. He's with the Jets now.
He's with the Jets now, right?
I thought he went to the Vikings at first and then the Jets.
He did go to the Vikings and he did nothing.
He did nothing.
Which doesn't surprise anybody.
Did he even play?
He drafted Jones.
No, to P. Ryan, right?
Well, yeah. P. Ryan. Didn't he also draft Matt Jones?
Matt Jones was on his watch. Yep, yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Well, look, a lot of the guys didn't pan out.
Yeah, a lot of whiffs. That's the whole thing. When we go back to this debate about Chase Young, yeah. I'm kind of in EB's camp that I would be willing to trade down.
For multiple picks,
the problem
picks,
is you have to hit those picks. So, you know, if you do have a can't miss, like they don't have elite players, and if you believe Chase Young's going to be elite, I'm kind of inclined to go in that camp. I know I'm kind of arguing on both sides, but I can see the merits on both sides. Like, hey, this guy's going to be a stud. He's going to be another Khalil Mack. He's going to be a defensive player of the year type candidate. It's only one guy. Go out and get him.
Because but if only that one guy gives you 15 sacks in a season, right. You think that's his type of ceiling? That's a good guy to have.
At the same time, like under that weird scenario that caller came up with that involved the Lions, the Dolphins, and the Redskins, if they were able to draft Isaiah Simmons, and he's as good as everybody says, and then they can draft somebody with the 18th pick, like, I don't know, one of these stud wide receivers, that makes a lot of sense, too. But you
got
to hit on those guys. You can't have it like, I know this is going back years, but remember when they drafted Malcolm Kelly and Thomas?
Devin Thomas, yeah.
I mean, it was just bust city.
Right.
But the trade has to be there for you. If the trade is there for you, then you can ponder it. I just think that a lot of things have to work out. I mean, I think Chase Young is a no-brainer. I think he's going to be a superstar. Simmons could be a superstar too, but – you know, then you're really banking on like that 18th pick or the 26th pick or, you know, the second round pick, one of those guys being really good to make it worth your while. I'm just not
no, you
sure
are. That. You are banking
not sure.
on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can do that. I think you can go with the safe play.
But Helly's scenario kind of got me psyched, too. Helly had a whole GM plan of what they needed to do in the second round.
The problem is, I didn't see Jacksonville like a stud. Pulling that off, though.
Right.
That was the chink in that. But, you know, Dan's pretty plugged in, so. Maybe he knows something that we don't. We're just assuming all along that Miami is the only suitor that makes any sense. But, you know, I think as Dan points out, there could be like a three-team deal, right? Or there could be – or we had the caller. I mean, there could be a way that
like
more
what if
than
Jacksonville,
Miami would make sense.
What if Jacksonville offered the 9, the 20, and their number one pick next year, which you know is going to be high? Jacksonville's going to be probably one of the worst teams in the league.
I probably
next
need
year.
One more sweetener, like a. I probably need like a third round or something this year because I just don't
what
have
what
if
they throw in a second because the Skins don't have a second?
Oh, throw in a second?
Do yeah, it.
We probably
pull
have
the trigger.
A deal. If you're going to give me the 9, the 20, a second, and next year's number one.
Right, which probably would be a top five pick.
I think I'm all in.
I might
I think
do
I
that.
Would do that.
I might do that.
And then you can hedgy poo yourself because if Haskins doesn't work out, bang, you're in the top five and you take a quarterback. It's figured out. I have the solution.
It's not
like
going to happen, though, boys.
I know it won't happen.
Chase Young's going to be playing for the Washington Redskins.
And I'll work up a nice lather for him after they select him.
I know you will.
There's no doubt.
Here's another question I have. On Tuesday, probably won't be on Monday, but on Tuesday we'll be going through the entire Redskins schedule making our first prediction of how many wins.
Yep.
The schedule doesn't come out until when? Like May?
That might be the exact schedule.
I thought
you know
the opponents were already out there.
No, the opponents I think are already out.
But we don't do the schedule bit until the actual schedule is released.
Okay. We might not do the schedule bit, but I'll predict
like
the record.
Or four times.
We're purists here. Okay?
No, I'll predict the record after the draft. I always do.
Yeah, we always do that. It's Grant and Annie's favorite segment.
Yeah, I do love
each
it.
Game.
Right. Wait, how did we do last year?
I was pretty
about
close.
Each game. How did we do overall?
I was pretty close. I had them, I think, winning four games.
Yeah, I think I had them at 8-8 or something, or 9-7 maybe. They
you,
went three.
You always say that you don't. I think you had them at 7 wins because you always say you
can't
go
pick
with
8-8. 8-8 is like pick a side. Are they the winner
Jason
or
and
loser?
I both had them at 6-10.
Are any of EB's favorite low hanging fruits on the schedule next year? The Lions,
yes,
Bengals, Cardinals,
Lions. Lions are, but in Detroit.
Okay.
Cardinals, yes.
You think I'm scared of Detroit?
In Arizona. So they're going to play in Arizona in Detroit.
It's one of my favorite EB bits.
Well, I mean, it's just a fact. I'm sorry. I grew up in an era where I was never afraid to play the Lions, and that'll never change.
Wow, that was in the 80s and the 90s.
All right, I'm not afraid to play the Lions, Cakes, and I'm not afraid to play the Cardinals.
They'll still beat you. They'll still beat them.
And I don't care. They've strike zero fear.
It's one of the great Junkies cornerstone bits.
Well, come on. There are certain teams up there just also rans and bottom feeders more often than not. I acknowledge the Redskins are too. I get it. But that doesn't matter.
Here are the out-of-division road games.
Yeah.
Cardinals, Browns,
poop,
Lions.
Poop, poop,
Steelers, Niners.
Okay. Two of the five are decent.
Here are
three of them are absolute dung.
Here are your home outside the division games.
Go ahead.
Panthers, Bengals, Ravens,
poop, poop.
Seahawks, Rams, and that's it.
Those last two were tough.
All right, two elephant dungs, two pretty goods, and one question mark.
I don't know what you see. I see every team on the schedule better than the Skins.
Yeah.
So you can call them elephant dungs. It's okay.
But
you're a bigger pile of elephant
dungs. I don't care. It's irrelevant what we are. I'm just saying they're poop, not scary. They're poop, not scary. That's how I look at it. I can't believe we only won three games last year, though. And I thought, you know, like I said, JP's right. I think I did have him at seven wins. Not like I had him go to the playoffs.
Yeah, but just remember that, okay, they did only win three games. Part of it, to me, was they had Bill Callahan. He was horrific.
Two different coaches.
Well,
three
also,
Bill Callahan was horrific.
I can't even remember.
Dude, their offense was so bad under Bill Callahan.
Yeah.
All he wanted to do was shorten every single game.
Like, right.
Run the clock as much as you can, get out of Dodge, and try not to lose too spectacularly. God, it was terrible to watch.
I was never a Gruden fan, but I think Gruden probably ekes out another win or two than Callahan. He was so unimaginative offensively.
I've already forgotten the name of the donk quarterback last year from, what was his name?
Keenum.
What was a worse setup? Was it when Shanny tried to sell us on Beck or Grossman? Or when last year we had Case Keenum and a rookie quarterback that Jay Gruden had wanted nothing to do with?
I would say the worst setup was Gruden, just because Shanahan is a better coach. But
those were two worst quarterbacks.
I think it's a shakier setup having a rookie and then just a journeyman in Case Keenum.
Although Rex, every once in a while, he'd send a thrill down your leg or whatever Chris Matthews said. Every once in a while, Rex would dazzle you. Then he'd throw a pick.
He'd also have four pick games.
But hold on. They had more than three wins that year.
Of course.
I think they had to have. Was that the year they won four? Because one year they won four.
I just remember when
I think they won. No, they won. In Shanahan's 4 years, they won 6, 5, 10, and then three. That was the Griffin.
Beck get sacked like 11 times against Buffalo?
Yeah.
He got sacked 10 or 11 times.
He used to live right up the street. I would see him all the time walking his dog.
But didn't Shanny swear that John Beck could be a stud in this league?
He was lying.
He did say that.
He's a liar. He's a beady-eyed little liar, Shanny.
Now that's Grant's boy. GP loves Shanny.
Okay, but he's a shifty, squinty-eyed, beady little liar is what Shanahan was.
I definitely like Grudog better than Shanny.
Oh, Gruden was
as a person.
Best. Yeah. Gruden was the best. I'm going to
miss
that dude.
Is he
OC, man, I'm in Jacksonville now, man. I'm going to be dealing with Gardner Minshew and Lenny Fournette.
Yeah.
Those guys. We're going to win like two games.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I'll take the over.
Three or four,
Jason,
maybe.
Hey, Valdez, if you could find on any of your sites, because we're going to bang these sites, if you find one that has 4.5, I'm going way over that. We're getting down.
Way
I don't
over
even care who's
5 or 6 wins.
Way over
Cakes.
It.
Cakes is going to be quarterback. We'll see. Over 4.5.
We'll probably see 5. I don't know if we'll see 4.5. But
somebody
we might
said
see
4.5.
All right.
So the first of probably three times when we'll pick the win total for the Redskins will be next week.
Oh, yeah. 100% I'm picking that.
And then maybe when the actual schedule comes out, Cakes.
And you know what?
And then, of course, training camp.
I'm already picking it right now. I already got at least 4 wins just on those poopers that you mentioned.
That's 4 dubs, Cakes.
Yep. Build from there.
We're playing Cincinnati. We're playing the Lions.
All right,
terrible.
Remember, Scott McLuhan's going to join Grant and Danny at 11 o'clock today. We've got Scott Brooks,
joining us tomorrow at 9 o'clock for EB. Bish, Cakes, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Granddaddy, they're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.